Up a level to the NBA, where the big story is off the court this week, former Commissioner David Stern calling for the NBA to de-ban medical marijuana for NBA players, to remove that substance from the ban list. They've got some NBA players joining the chorus as well. And for more on that, we are joined on the phone by Dr. Deborah Stroman, Kenan Flagler Business School professor, college basketball player herself, and sports analyst. Dr. Stroman, what do you make of medical marijuana in the NBA?
Well, in light of all of the talk around Silent Sam and back and forth, I think it might be a treatment for some people. But I'll tell you, Carolina is on fire with a lot of things, and this whole talk about medical marijuana is interesting in sport. Just going back with a little bit of history, it was actually a Chinese emperor back in 2737 BC who first recommended marijuana for gout, rheumatism, malaria, and even poor memory. And since then, obviously, it's migrated all across the world. And the FDA was formed in 1906 to control chemical substances. Back then, morphine addiction was really, really high. And so the FDA was formed. But in 1937, we had a marijuana tax that was imposed on physicians who were prescribing marijuana, which kind of curtailed a lot of the chemical substance use. But since then, there is no doubt there has been in America this undercurrent of people who have used marijuana, everything from calming nerves to just getting into a groove to making them feel like they understand their partner better. But in sport, the athletes are rebelling against the prescription drugs that physicians are prescribing to them because they feel that they will get addicted. And they'd rather be able to just smoke a joint to calm nerves, to take away the pain, versus going with this hardcore prescription drugs, which are getting them addicted.
Yeah, and that's something that certainly is more and more in the news with the opioid epidemic, not just for athletes, but for everyone. And like when we're talking about banned substances for professional athletes and athletes in general, I would imagine you'd want to ban substances that are banned anyway, and you'd also want to ban substances that are performance enhancers. I don't think marijuana would ever be considered a performance enhancer when you're talking about elite athletics, and more it's being legalized just sort of in society in general. So the rationale for keeping it as a banned substance seems to be not very strong in the first place and kind of rapidly going away, right?
And you're exactly right, especially when you talk about these elite athletes, because they are so in tune with their bodies. They want their bodies to perform at its ultimate, the maximum level. So you're really going to be careful in terms of how much you use it. And so when you see a player that is crying out for some type of pain relief, for them to even resort to marijuana, that says how difficult, how challenging it is to continue to play day in and day out, and especially with the collision sports where they need something. But there is no doubt that there's research out there that states that marijuana can lead to other drug addictions. Mm-hmm. But again, that is with your general population. If a player at an elite level has become addicted to marijuana, the team physician, personal friends, teammates, they will know because their performance would definitely change. I really see this. And again, more research is needed, but I definitely see it as a crying out from professional athletes that if they're going to do something to alleviate their pain, they'd rather do something where it will not lead to financial ruin or to the extent where you are addicted to something and your life can spin out of control.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, Kenan Flagler Business School professor, sports commentator. Right now, this is David Stern, the former NBA commissioner, calling for this, and some players are sort of joining the call, Carl Anthony Towns and others. The conversation, I think, is really just getting started. Do you see this ending in the removal of marijuana from the banned substances list, or do you not, and how long do you think that might take?
Well, the NBA is known as being much more progressive in how it interacts with its players when you talk about labor versus management. David Stern by making this statement. It's easy for him to make it now. He's not commissioner anymore. But when you talk about Adam Silver, who is his protege, so to speak, who has definitely started out from day one as being a player's commissioner, and how he supported the athletes around the Donald Sterling, the former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, and how he was treating black athletes and his comments, very, very negative attitudes. Adam Silver stepped up when the players wanted to join in with the various protests regarding the mistreatment and a murder of black men. Adam Silver was right there with the players, empowering them to use their First Amendment rights. And certainly as contracts have been negotiated, he has been someone that the players feel that they can go to and have open conversation and dialogue. It's not an automatic, I disagree with you, or say something on Twitter that will cause a, you know, a storm of outrage like the NFL and Roger Goodell. So if it happens, I think that the NBA will be that league to make it happen. But certainly it's going to take a long time, in the sense that the lawyers are going to get a hold of this and they have to go back and forth. But if there is a league that it can be done, it will be the NBA.
Dr. Deb Stroman, Kenan Flagler Business School, thank you so much.
Thank you.